Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Riley Cousins about paranormal sensitivity.
After that experience of the woman screaming in my ear, I really not much more happened after that until my stepdad passed. And then things started to come up again.
What occurred at that point?
So my stepdad, he passed away of a drug overdose, and no one knew that he was doing drugs to begin with. So when that whole thing went down, that was a complete shock to everyone in the family. Mm-hmm. But he had died of a drug overdose. And after the funeral, then we're all trying to move on from our lives and get back to normal. My mom, she was at work. My brother, he was at a friend's house, and I was getting ready to go out with my girlfriends. And I went into my mom's bedroom to take one of her necklaces to put on, and I shouldn't have done that. But as I'm going through her stuff, I could feel by the doorway, I could just feel someone watching me. I don't know if you've ever gone ghost hunting or had anything similar to that, but when you just know the eyes are on you.
Sure.
And again, I hear, well, not again. I hear, "What are you doing, Rye?" in his voice. And I ran out, stayed on the porch. It's a common theme for me to run when I hear stuff. But I went onto the porch and I sat out there for 5 hours until my mom came home. I didn't even go to my friend's house. I should have. That would have been the smart thing to do, but I just wanted my mom. So I sat outside and I didn't tell her because I know it would just hurt her. She was already grieving so much. So I just kind of kept it to myself. And then I found out about a month ago, because my grandma and I were were talking about, you know, my stepdad. And when he died, my brother and I went to my grandma's for a few days just to get out of the house. And when we came back to get some more clothes or whatever. And my grandma told me that while my brother and I, we were outside by the shed grabbing a few things, she was in the kitchen and she was standing by the microwave and she heard my stepdad say, "It doesn't work." And that actually was the first time that my grandma opened up talking about like hearing spirits of her own, and you know, which before I just didn't think that she believed in that stuff, right? So that's why I go back and forth with my grandma. How come you don't believe in ghosts, but you can believe when you hear someone, and especially someone who passed on, talking to you? Like, how can you not believe? But so yeah, she told me that story. And after I had heard that woman scream and hearing my stepdad's voice, I started to really get into paranormal and what's beyond just what we know.
Mm-hmm.
I had come across several articles that of clairaudience and clairsentience and clairvoyance, which is, you know, the ability to hear, to feel, to see phenomena, paranormal, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And no doubt I have the ability of clairaudience and clairsentience. I'm so grateful that I'm not clairvoyant, because my gosh, I would have a heart attack. I do not want to see a ghost. I don't want to see any of that. And what's funny is that you can shut off these abilities if you choose to by blocking it. And those experiences, they really frightened me. And with conversations from family members telling me, you know, there's nothing to be scared about, you're protected. And even, you know, your stepdad wanting to talk to you is just to show that he loves you. While they were trying to comfort me, it wasn't comforting. It scared me. And so for many years, I don't know how I did it, but I blocked it out. But here's the thing about spirit is that when you think that you can truly block it out, when you have these abilities, you really can't. And that's when you can start hearing things out of the blue, which would happen to me not too long ago. Within this past year, my clairaudience started to rattle back up again, not with my own will. So
what occurred?
The one experience was, so let me backtrack a little bit. About a year ago, I started doing some reflecting and I guess doing some, what's it called? Like shadow work, you know, really reflecting on myself and as awakening, a spiritual awakening. That's what I want to say.
Okay.
And so I have been really researching and just, you know, being obsessed and wanting to know more. So I think that had partially, you know, why things started happening again, but it wasn't really bad. So anyway, I was having some health issues and I was going back and forth on whether or not to get it checked out or if it was nothing. I really didn't want to waste my money to, you know, have a doctor tell me I'm fine.
Sure.
So I was laying on the couch and I was just watching mindless TV. And in my left ear, as I'm laying down, I hear a high pitched / muffled sound. It was blocking out the hearing in my left ear, but I heard a woman. It was a calm voice too. She goes, "Attention, attention." And I sat up. I didn't know what to think of it. And partially I was like, here we go again.
Interesting way to address you too. Attention. Almost as if it's like a call to action infomercial. Attention.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you, got my attention. And what's weird about it is I was thinking about my health, you know, that day. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't thinking that minutes before it happened, but I was thinking about it all that day. And so I believe that, or at least I would like to believe that it was a guide, or I know it wasn't bad, but just to hear attention. So after I hear that, the next day I ended up going to the doctor and I found out that I had, you know, something that mm-hmm. that needed my attention.
Sure.
So it's, I think having this ability can be a blessing in a sense of it can help you get ahead of the game. When something, you know, like a health issue comes around.
Sure.
But, that happened. This was maybe a couple months ago. I was laying in bed and I was right at the point of dozing off and I could hear an evil, I even hate saying the word evil, but like a malevolent laugh of a male.
Okay.
And when I started hearing that, it wouldn't stop. It just kept going. It kept going, kept laughing. So I started saying the Lord's Prayer?
Sure.
You know, and I just kept repeating that to myself and it eventually subsided. I don't know why this happens. And it's all random. And that's what I don't understand. And that's why I still continue to look into it. How can I hear, you know, one random voice, and then on a completely other side of it, I can hear something, you know, malevolent laughing and a male energy, but yet I don't feel anything in my house. I don't understand that. And I really don't have any answers for it yet. And I mean, none of us do, you know.
Sure.
There's no pro to the paranormal. But what's weird about being clairaudient is that your ears can ring and people can mistake it for the medical condition of what's it, tinnitus?
Yeah,
I believe I'm saying that right.
I think so.
Yeah. But what's weird is and it's been happening a lot. I'll be sitting at my desk in my office and I'll hear a right high-pitched ringing in my right ear for, you know, 10 seconds maybe, and then it just disappears. Then I don't hear anything for weeks, and then I'll hear a low-pitched ringing in my left ear that goes on for 4 seconds. And you know, from what I came across, ringing in your left ear and in your right ear are different symbolisms. Like if it's a high-pitched ringing in your right ear, then that means your spirit guides are trying to be in connection with you and they want to communicate with you. And then if you hear ringing in on your left ear, that has more to do with your life and your circumstances and to be mindful of certain situations that can arise with your money, to be aware of financial, of your health, which goes with when I heard the attention in my left ear, and that had to do with my health. And it's stuff I really still to this day don't really understand, but I'm trying. Sure. And
let me ask you this, because this is kind of an interesting theory or thought on it, and I'm curious because you are sensitive to these things, and it seems somewhat random when you just kind of look at it. But what I'm wondering over the last, you know, handful of years here, people who are sensitive, because I just feel like I've heard more and more people say, you know, in the last year or two, it's really kind of you know, increased or been more frequent than it had been in the past. It's kind of always been there. But do you think that the collective energy of just society as a whole, everybody in the last 2 years obviously has been a little bit more on edge and it's been much more, you know, it's a total different feel in the world that we have now than we did 5-10 years ago. And just that kind of collective unease that we have going on and, you know, just the way things are, does that affect, you know, it's almost like turning up the volume to someone like yourself where like, oh, now I'm really feeling all this. And it seems random, but is it random or is it kind of a product of when in the world's at, you know, we're going through a storm right now. And then eventually, you know, it'll calm down and then maybe that'll subside. What are your thoughts on something like that being affecting folks like yourself?
You know, I hadn't even really thought about that, but that does make sense in the fact that, you know, we're still going through a pandemic. Here we are almost 2 years later and the world is fear-based. And, you know, there's a lot of opinions and a lot of different energies. And from what I've been, you know, listening to with, you know, podcasts and YouTube and whatnot, that the planets are pretty out of whack right now and messing with other people's energies. And I believe that's possible. I absolutely believe it's possible. And I consider myself an empath too, in the sense that, you know, I can pick up right away when someone walks in through the door, how they're feeling. And I'm not just basing it off of their mannerisms or their facial expressions. I can just feel things.
Yeah.
And I can honestly, I can say that within the past year, it has been more enhanced. Whereas in previous years, like I could feel stuff, but it wasn't to the intensity of what I feel now. To answer your question, I do believe it's possible. And that's an interesting concept that I might, you know, dive into.
I kind of look at it as just, it's like if you have very good eyesight or very good hearing or very good, you know, insert sense here. And if any of those things are being overstimulated, you know, you're going to see more of it or hear more of it than, you know, maybe the person who doesn't have as sensitive of abilities. And in that area, we're in a place where that is being overstimulated everywhere. And so that's where I wonder if that, you know, is really stirring up a lot of things for people where you get crazy type things where you're hearing a maniacal man's laughter and, you know, all these other things that are just kind of seemingly random and they are somewhat, but maybe the volume essentially is cranked up on it right now. And that's why you're picking up on it more than you would otherwise.
Definitely. Definitely. And it sounds so crazy. I mean, to hear back, like,
I know,
you know, like hearing random voices and stuff that, you know, someone might think like, okay, Riley, you might want to go see a psychiatrist or something. Yeah. But trust me, like, you know, when you live with this your entire life, I've always been sensitive. I could feel things, I remember one story now that we're talking about. When I was at my friend's house, like maybe 13 or 14, we had a sleepover and she had mentioned before that she had an experience at her house one time. But when I walked into her house and I hadn't been there at all before, it just felt off. It didn't feel warm.
Yeah.
It didn't feel welcoming, but it was just her and her mom, and her mom was nice. It didn't feel right. And I do remember that, we were playing upstairs and we were all going downstairs to put on a movie and everyone was downstairs. And as we're watching the movie, we hear a loud crash from upstairs. And upstairs they had an art room. Mm-hmm. And on the wall, there was this real big painting and it was completely off the hinges. I mean, it was like a light canvas. It was big, but it was light. So it wasn't anything like crazy, no shattering or anything.
Sure.
But it was off the hinges and it fell on the floor face down. And, you know, you can argue, well, okay, maybe it wasn't assembled right, or it wasn't sturdy. But with 14-year-olds running around upstairs and jumping around and, you know, just being crazy, why didn't it fall then?
Yeah.
Makes me wonder, you know, why until after we're all downstairs and it's like, I'm going to say like a half hour passed. Like it wasn't like we just went downstairs and then it fell off. Mm-hmm. So I think too, as kids are a lot more enhanced with and more sensitive to paranormal, I believe, no doubt. And so I think that with different energies in the house as well, that things like that can happen. It's crazy. And I don't want to have the ability to hear these things. And that sounds so, well, why not? You know, like maybe I can help someone or maybe, but it's not for me. I like to learn about the paranormal and try, like I watch all the ghost shows, you name it. I like to learn about it. I watch about demonology. I'm very well aware of, you know, Ed and Lorraine Warren and all of their cases, and I'm intrigued by it, but you won't see me going out trying to find spirits and trying to communicate with them. And that's just me, and I'm content with that. And when I hear things and when I sense things, I let it happen because you can't prevent it. You can't. But I don't really progress with it. Maybe in the future, if I, you know, have the bravery to, but right now I'm just content with just living my life.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Riley. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program and sharing her personal experiences with us today. And thank you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We wouldn't exist without you. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agent Force is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agent Force, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agent Force, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agent Force is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agent Force, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agent Force, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agent Force is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agent Force, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agent Force, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agent Force is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agent Force, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. KSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at KOSI.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first.